I'm Danny Nowell, and I am running for my second term on Carrboro Town Council. In my first term on council, we have built some really incredible momentum towards some critical priorities, and I am really eager to see that work through, particularly with our land use ordinance, which we should be adopting over the course of the next term. Really, it's pretty much all about that land use ordinance right now. We want to get a more efficient document. We want to prioritize affordability to the fullest extent allowable by North Carolina law. We want to implement really robust climate resilience and stormwater engineering practices. And once we've taken care of those things, I want to pay a lot of attention to our community safety practices and our bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure. What I hear from residents is that Orange County has had a decades-long conversation about affordable housing, and we have very little to show for it. And I think that we have heard that message and are really close to being able to change that and to really start to deliver some results. I think it starts with land use ordinances that take that affordability crisis head on. That's the number one priority here, is to incentivize both market affordability and subsidized affordability to the fullest extent that we're able, and also to make sure that that approach is really operational and efficient. We want to make a streamlined document that makes our values really clear and makes it easy for stakeholders and developers to act on our priorities rather than have to work through a convoluted process that often adds expense and reduces supply and puts all kinds of hurdles between our vision and our actual community design. People might get tired of hearing me say this, but the secret to our financial resilience is really going to come in our land use. We are fortunate as a town that we have relatively little exposure to the federal government from a budgetary standpoint. But what that means is that all of our revenue is tied up in property taxes. And that is something that has been reflected in our decisions over the past year. And it's something that we can't have continue. So what we need to do is we need to diversify our tax base. We need to add business. We need to add more renters. We need to create a sustainable economic base for our town so that homeowners don't have to continue to bear the entire burden of our priorities. In order to make sure Carrboro really continues to stand for democracy and inclusivity, I'm going to keep the focus here on land use, because our community is one of the safest places in North Carolina. It's one of the most welcoming. It's one of the most inclusive places. We have a really incredibly tight-knit community. Our values are largely shared, and that is something that draws people into our community. And so what we need to do is we need to make sure that there's room for the people who need that community, for marginalized people, for people who are not economically privileged. We need to be able to offer them the safety of the kinship and community that people can find in Carrboro. One of the biggest things I've learned in my term on council is a little bit of an intimidating answer, but I think also an empowering one. Municipal governments in North Carolina are faced with a really steep task, and we are under attack from a hostile gerrymandered legislature that is trying to strip us of more and more power all the time. And so I think what I have learned is the extent to which our system is built to disenfranchise everyday working people. And I say that that's empowering because I think once you adopt that perspective, you realize that the mission here is to share my seat and to be responsive to democratic power and to try and augment that democratic power with people who are working outside the government. I'm inside. I need power buildings outside. You know, I need the labor movement. I need people organizing for mass power, because that's what it's going to take to re-enfranchise Carrboro residents and return democracy to our system. When voters see my name on the ballot, I hope that they think I am taking an efficient, results-oriented approach to governance in the name of a pretty activist vision. I want them to see someone acting with the tools at his disposal for the vision that I think most of us share for a town that is really trying to do something different.